Welcome to the Nightly Five podcast with Ben O'Shea.
Let's take a listen to Rabbitohs coach Jason Demetriou.
Doesn't go for very long.
In a press conference. Yeah, don't turn your volume down. You miss it.
We've had a great week of training. Energy through the week's been outstanding.
Have you been out of lockdown?
Oh, there's some new blokes coming in. You know, Jai Gray, Ty Munro, David Mowali back. I'm excited by the energy they've brought.
In terms of you personally, though?
I'm really looking forward to the performance. Can't wait. The energy through the roof. Looking forward to it.
Do you believe you're coaching for your job on Saturday night?
I believe I'm coaching for a great performance this week, and that's what we'll get. Thank you.
That's it.
Short but sweet.
Yeah, so how long did that press conference last for?
There was quite a good headline, which I was jealous that I didn't use, which was gone in 27 seconds. So there was a press conference, he fronted up, you know, there was thousands of microphones in front of him, you know, sort of started, he looked pretty confident, got asked a few questions, none of them about the match that they were playing, all about, you know, his tenure, talked about the team having, you know, sky high energy, they're ready to play. And then he said, I believe in the team, and that's all you're going to get. And then he walked off. And so that was it. But, you know, interestingly, the knives appear to also be out for Brad Arthur, the Parramatta coach. So he's been the coach for more than 10 years. They played in a grand final 2 years ago against Penrith, where they got trounced, fell off a cliff last year, sort of struggling again this year. He's also had a pretty dicey press conference today where he's been asked whether whether someone like Wayne Bennett should be brought in to sort of, you know, act as a coaching director to help him out. Yeah. So it's a pretty hard time for NRL coaches at the moment. Last night we had a, you know, terrific game between the Roosters and the Knights, which you know, the Roosters edged out the rather hapless Knights. And yeah, well, yeah, just back on Demetriou, his team is playing Cronulla. And yeah, there's obviously been a lot of talk, win, lose or draw. It sounds like his days might be numbered, with Big Mal Meninga sort of wryly hinting that he would be quote-unquote interested in an interim coaching job at South. Mm. So, yeah, a lot going on.
A lot going on. And talking about Wayne Bennett,
yes,
he's involved in the Battle of Brisbane.
Battle of Brisbane, the walking wounded tonight. So it's Dolphins, the Dolphins and Brisbane. They've both lost a lot of key players. But a big in for the Broncos is Reece Walsh, who had that sort of horror eye socket injury.
I'm not sure if his whole face is in.
But he's got some very sort of very colourful pink headgear that he's wearing to sort of help protect his face as well. So sort of RoboCop-esque. So that's been slightly controversial, whether he's been brought back too early, you know, whether the Broncos are playing mind games by talking about his return and the other team's going to go soft on him because, you know, they're all Queenslanders. They're all going to play in the Origin soon. And, you know, I guess a Dolphin player does want to be the one responsible for knocking Reece Walsh out of Origin. So it'll be quite a fascinating game. The Dolphins have been playing pretty well, but they've been racked by injury. The Broncos, because of injury, have been struggling. But yeah, so it should actually be a pretty fascinating game. We might sort of see some sort of lesser-known stars come to the fore in this match.
Yeah, exactly. The next generation of Queensland superstars for the Mighty Maroons. Let's just park Australian sport there. This is the time in the show where you're going to try and convince me that Tom Brady is going to make a comeback.
I'm not going
to
try and convince you of anything, mate. You know, it's another fantastic bit of sports journalism that's come out of a podcast, like one of these ones. Tom Brady's been on a podcast where he's hinted that, you know, he wouldn't rule out potentially coming back into the NFL if a team, you know, lost their star quarterback and needed somebody, I guess, to fill in, even though the NFL has about 500 people in each team. So obviously that will get speculation going in the US. And, you know, he's obviously, you know, not a day over 46. So, but I mean, you know this better than me, mate. So obviously you're not a big believer in it.
No chance. Oh, I think, you know, with the salary cap alone, he'd basically have to come back and play for free. Can you see that happening?
Well, maybe he's bored.
It may be. But he's also got like a $40 million a year broadcast contract waiting to start as soon as he wants to get into the booth for Fox. So I don't know.
But he could commentate as he's playing.
Yeah, exactly. Can you imagine? Big Bash style. Love it. And we love you as well. Nightly sports editor Ben McClellan. Thanks as always.